You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora ATV. Kia ora ADV, not ATV, that's something else. Kia ora ADV, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. You've been busy. You've been very, very busy. I'm glad to finally have you up here. I feel like this has been in the works for a while, but you've just come off the release of your debut album. How does it feel?
Feels pretty hectic. Feels pretty good. It's been a ride. So I'm happy that it's out and in the world now. Yeah.
Tell me about the process of writing it, coming up with it. You just started releasing music last year. We mentioned before this interview started, you kind of jumped back into the music world. So yeah, what's it been like over the last year?
Yeah, pretty incredible, really, because initially it wasn't meant to be an album. It was just supposed to be one song. I'd come out of film school. I needed to put together a reel so I could get work. And I thought, let's make a music video, and needed a song for it. So I'd written Bubble Bath, which was the first single, and approached Noah at Depot Sound. He really, like, graciously wanted to work with me, which was cool. Yeah, from there, like, literally we had, like, two recording sessions, and then the following week I was like, hey, Noah, I've written an album, so you can't get rid of me. And it just was nonstop from there, basically.
It's very exciting, kind of jumping straight into it. Was that a nerve-wracking experience for you, just diving into such a hefty project?
Yeah, definitely. So it was really scary. Like, I remember meeting Noah for the first time, and I, when I was really young, had recorded a Depot Sound before. Don't look it up. Yeah, like, going back into that studio, one, finding out that it still existed, but then also going back into that studio and, yeah, just feeling so uncomfortable in that space and being like, what? Like, just shaking, so terrified to meet Noah, who, you know, at the time was like 18. Yeah, so it was like this weird experience, but then we built rapport really quickly and I felt comfortable quite quickly as well in that.
Tell me about who you grew up listening to, where your sound came from, how you created it.
What a question.
It's a big one.
Yeah, it is a big one, because I feel like I'm one of those people who dips their toes into everything, you know, like listens to everything, absorbs everything. I'm originally from South Africa, so growing up in South Africa and here in Auckland, there were a lot of influences culturally, like Lira and, yeah, Hugh Masekela, and just incredible South African artists that I grew up listening to, Judah Sipuma. And coming here, I became obsessed with Lady Gaga. I think every gay has their diva, and mine was Lady Gaga. But ever since then, like, I discovered Bjork, which changed my world and opened up so many horizons for me. Lana Del Rey, super passionate about Lana Del Rey. But then this album specifically, there's a kind of sad boy aesthetic to it. I used to live in Manchester in the UK, and there's this artist, when I came back to New Zealand, there's this artist that I picked up and started listening to because it reminded me so much of my time in Manchester. His name is Rainey Miller, and his song Chalamet just kind of changed my world. It was like, yeah, it felt like a real, like, shift in the gear. And yeah, so from that, I also discovered Leo Banji, became a really big fan of Leo Banji's, and that was what inspired Bubble Bath, and the rest of the album kind of stemmed from there. Always been a big fan of Matt Corby as well, just, yeah. And I feel like Do It Over, which is the lead single from the album, yeah, that's kind of my Matt Corby moment. I was like, let me just show off some vocal chops for a bit.
Yeah, you mentioned, obviously, you do represent the queer community, which is awesome. We're not towards the tail end. We're smack bang right in the middle of Pride Month. Tell me about what that means to you, representing the queer community, and how that's reflected through your music.
I wouldn't say I represent the whole queer community. Probably an intersectional little niche group of the queer community. And yeah, it kind of means a lot to be able to tell a very beautiful, sad, and tragic story, a very human story that we experience without having to be explicit, you know, without having to be like, gay, this is what it is. It's like, no, this is just a very human story. This is relatable to everyone, regardless of your sexual orientation or gender expression. Yeah, so I think trying to keep everything to the, like, human level was what made this a really fun experience and, you know, a great, like, story to tell. Because, yeah, while I am aware of these kind of nuances and intersections in my own identity, that's just one part of me. There's so much more to me. There's so much more that I've lived, that I carry with me every day and that has shaped the person that I am. And I bring that into my work.
I'm just really still fucking in love with you, and if I could see you again, I'm really, you know.
We don't talk too much, we just run amok. Yes, I did you wrong, yes, I fucked it up. Yes, it's all my fault, I take all the blame. You let down your walls, I dissociate. I'm into you like my favorite sweater. But you switched up your knit and it suits you better. Yeah, everyone said we were good together. Now we're so interwoven, I can't
sweater,
forget ya.
Sweater, weather's getting closer. Whoa, whoa. Swear this bed is getting colder. Oh, oh, oh. Sweater, weather's getting closer. Whoa, whoa. And I just wanna hold ya. I just wanna hold ya. I just wanna hold ya.
We were so in love, I just want enough. We could take what comes, but we had it rough. Yeah, we had it raw, I had none to give. I woke up with him, and it made you leave. I fall back on you, you fall back on me. So uncomfortable, and it weren't for free. On my own again, as the frost sets in. And I miss your breath, and I miss your skin.
Whoa, whoa. Swear this bed is getting colder. Oh, oh, oh. Swear the weather's getting closer. Whoa, whoa. And I just wanna hold ya. I just wanna hold ya. I just wanna hold ya.
The story of Trust Issues. Trust Issues is about a relationship that is on its last legs. It's a real toxic relationship. It's two people who probably shouldn't be together. Essentially, it's kind of reckoning with that fact. There's this push and this pull, this like, will we, won't we, are we going to make it? There's lies and betrayals, there's like, and I was very kind of clear going into this that I didn't want to set myself up as ADV, the character, as the victim in the situation, that in these kinds of relationships sometimes there are two bad guys. Yeah, so the album is about learning that you can be free from the situation and learning to dance in the afterglow of that. Acknowledging that even in some of these like bad experiences, there are some good things that you take with you, or some sort of change that happens in you, that you are the person you are because of it, without glorifying the toxic stuff.
Do you find there's challenges writing breakup songs or love songs? I mean, drawing from personal experiences is obviously like that huge inspiration. I'm sure many musicians can agree on that. But for you, what are some unique challenges that you've faced? Well, I guess challenges in general, because sometimes, you know, they might, people have the same challenges.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's like, in some ways you can think about it that you are exposing a part of you that is quite vulnerable, but I feel like that's the power of this you know, of trust issues and the music that I create. I went through film school and learnt about the value of like telling your own story and the things that are like important to you and your lived experiences, not in a way of like navigating your trauma, but in a way of illuminating these human things that happen in the world. And I think I bring that to my music, that I am able to write this without any judgment of the characters involved. I'm able to write this without any judgment of the past me that is in this song. Like one of the first reactions that I got when the album came out was from a friend who was like, "Who hurt you?" And I don't really know how to answer that question. For me, it's very, you know, it's like, just sit in this for a moment. Just sit in this character's journey, because it's so, it's unique, but it's universal. It's like universal in a specificity. Yeah, more people can relate to it because of the fact that, you know, it seems to be quite unique. Yeah. Look at how I am now.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.